今天一大早真的是天未亮，很早我就醒过来。
This morning before the sun rose, I woke up already.
虽然我身体蛮累的。
I am physically tired.
但是我想到今天2000年前耶稣今天早晨从死里复活。
And when I think about the fact that about 2000 years ago, Jesus rose from the dead.
我就忍不住笑起来，然后跟耶稣说 Happy birthday.
And I smiled and I said to Jesus, Lord Jesus, happy birthday.
很多人都庆祝圣诞节，说是耶稣从天上来到地上。
A lot of people celebrated Christmas because that's the day when Jesus came to the earth.
那是耶稣诞生的日子。
That's the day that when Jesus was born.
但是圣经上告诉我们，耶稣复活的那一天是他第二个生日。
But the scripture tells us that on the day that he rose from the dead, it is his second birthday.
保罗引用了诗篇第二篇第二节说：“你是我的儿子。”我今日生你。
So Paul used Psalm chapter 2 and said, you are my son, today I have begotten you.
他说这个今日生你就是指的耶稣的复活说的。
It says today is referring to this day of resurrection.
这位从永远到永远伟大的神。
And this God who is from everlasting to everlasting.
居然有两个生日。
He has two birthdays.
一个是肉身来到地上的生日。
One is a birthday that when he came and was born into this world.
一个是从死里复活的生日。
That second birthday is when he rose from the dead.
我们都很喜欢过节啊。
As we all love to celebrate holidays.
我不知道你们呐。
And I don't know about everybody that is here in this room.
但是据我观察，大家都很喜欢过节。
But based on my observation, I think we all like holidays.
小的时候喜欢过新年，因为有压岁钱。
And we love celebrating Chinese New Year because we have New Year money.
有人喜欢过中秋节，因为爱吃月饼。
A lot of people like the Mid-Autumn Festival because they like to eat mooncakes.
小孩子都喜欢过生日，因为那天他是主角。
And every kid loves birthday because that day he is the center of the attention.
有人喜欢过结婚纪念日，过情人节过 whatever 节
And a lot of people like anniversaries, like Valentine's days, all sorts of days.
尤其那种是可以放假的节都喜欢。
Particularly those days we get a day off. Everybody loves those days.
不用上班，不用上学，管你什么节。
And I don't have to work. I don't have to go to school. Doesn't matter what the holiday is.
但是今天是复活节。
But today is Resurrection Sunday.
很多人对复活节有一个大的误会。
There's a great mistake for many concerning Resurrection Sunday.
就是认为复活节是基督徒的一个节日。
And they think that this particular day is just a day of celebration for those who are Christians.
哪里晓得复活节是关乎整个人类。
But not to realize that on this day, the Resurrection Sunday has to do with all of humanity.
甚至关乎整个宇宙万有的一个重要的日子。
And it's a special day concerning all of the universe.
它跟我们每一个人都有关，就算你还没信耶稣。
It has everything to do with everyone, even if you have not yet come to believe in Jesus.
复活节不光是基督徒整个信仰的核心和根基。
The Resurrection Sunday not only is the core and the foundation of the Christian faith.
因为圣经上说，如果耶稣没有复活，我们所有所传的、所信的。都是枉然的。
Because the scripture tells us that unless Christ is risen, then all that we believed in is in vain.
耶稣如果没有复活，我们真的不需要做到真。
Brothers and sisters, right? Jesus Christ is not risen. We don't need to sit here this morning.
他不光是整个基督徒信仰的根基，信仰的内容。
Not only is it the content and the foundation of the Christian faith.
我刚才说过，它是整个人类历史上最重要的一件事情。
I said that it is one of the most important thing in human history.
因为它关乎每一个人。
Because it has to do with every single one of us.
不管古今中外，不管男女老少，这个复活节跟每一个人发生关系。
Regardless of culture, regardless of your age, this Resurrection Day, Resurrection Sunday, has to do with every single one of us.
所以也决定跟你有关，跟我有关。
And I want to say it has everything to do with you. It has everything to do with me.
因为在复活节，不光耶稣基督从死里面复活。
Because on the Resurrection Sunday, not only was Jesus has risen from the dead.
因着他从死里复活。
But because of his resurrection,
人类得到了救赎，得到了救恩。
Humanity now has salvation, has redemption.
我们能够脱离罪恶的刑罚和审判。
We may be set apart from the judgment of the sin that is to come.
我们能够脱离将来永远的沉沦跟永远的审判。
We are forever set free from that eternal judgment and the eternal damnation.
那整个耶稣受死跟耶稣复活在这里向我们表达了神的爱。
And everything about his death and his resurrection has revealed to us the love of God.
我不晓得你们觉得怎么样，你们怎么看现今的世代？
I don't know how you look at our current culture today.
说老实话，我对现今的世代我是非常非常的灰心的。
To be honest with all of you, I am very, very discouraged concerning the time that we are in.
因为你发现人类科技享受越来越进步，但是人的心灵却越来越空虚。
You come to discover technology and our enjoyment is increasing rapidly, but there is more and more emptiness, a void within the hearts of men.
那种心灵的虚空感跟人受到的伤害绝望程度远超过从前的时代。
That emptiness, the harm, the pain, and humanity surpass all the generation before us.
礼拜五我们在这里纪念耶稣那天为我们钉死。
Friday night we were here to remember the crucifixion of the Lord.
我们看见这位宇宙创造宇宙的主宰，居然被他所造的人钉在十字架上。
You see that the author, the creator of the universe, was nailed on the cross by those whom he created.
我们发现这么至高无限的神，居然会爱我们这么渺小、这么败坏的人。
And this almighty, limitless God would come and love all of us who are so small and insignificant.
别人在那里嘲笑他说：“你是神的儿子，你下来，我马上信你。”
And people will mock him and say, "Oh, if you are the Son of God, come down from the cross, then I'll believe in you."
我相信我们很多人，如果你没信耶稣，你也会有这种想法。
And I know many who have not yet believed in Jesus. Maybe you would think the same things.
还好我不是耶稣，我不是救主。
And it's a good thing that on that day I was not Jesus. I wasn't the Savior.
不然我下来十秒钟，我再回去就是了。
And then I'll come down for 10 seconds, and then I'll go back.
让你们心服口服的相信我居然有这个能力。
And that you would truly know that I had the power to come down the cross.
但是有一首歌说他不能救自己，他也不愿意救自己，因为他知道他如果救自己，我们全部没救。
But there's a wonderful hymn that says he could not save himself.He knew that if he saved himself, then all of us would be undone.
所以对可能在座有一些你们从来没信耶稣，甚至第一次来教会。
And for many of you who may have never even heard of Jesus, maybe today's your first day stepping in the church.
你们可能把基督教就是当做一个宗教。
And maybe you treat Christianity just like another religion.
原谅我说基督教不是宗教。
I want to tell you, Christianity is not a religion.
因为我们把它当做宗教，它是劝人为善，给人寄托。
And we say religion just teach somebody to do what is good.Something that you can lean on.
我跟你说，基督徒的信仰远超过这个。
I will tell you the Christian faith surpasses all of this.
如果只是要劝人为善，给人寄托，我们东方有很多做人的道理，有很多的哲学够用了。
If we merely are here to tell people what to do and what is good, there's more than sufficient philosophy in the Chinese culture to teach us what to do.
你看看美国今天的堕落。
I look at the fall of America today.
对不对？我们为什么要接受一个其他的宗教呢？
Why do we need to accept another religion?
我们知道该怎么做的道理已经太多了。
We all know the principle by which how we ought to live.
所以我们需要的不是教主，我们需要的是救主。
What we need is not someone that just comes to exude doctrine, but we need a savior.
能够把我们从罪恶里面救出来，把我们从一切的痛苦里面救出来。
That he can deliver us out of sin, he can deliver us out of pain and suffering.
今天我们没有时间 去证明说耶稣复活的这个点啊。
I do not have the time to elaborate and to prove to you on the point of Jesus' resurrection.
但是有很多的书关于这方面的著作。
But I want to say to everyone in this room, there are many, many things that are written concerning the proof, the evidence of Jesus' resurrection.
不管从科学、从历史、从考古学都可以证明耶稣基督的复活。
Rather scientifically, rather from history, rather from archaeology, there are proofs, evidence of Jesus' resurrection.
所以我今天就是直接登堂入室，跟大家介绍基督徒所信的这位伟大的神。
Today directly, I'm going to introduce to all of you this God with whom we believe in.
这位亲自为我们的罪死、为我们复活的耶稣。到底跟我们有什么关系？
This Jesus who died and rose for each and every one of us, What does he have to do with us?
我很年轻的时候就读过一本书，叫做《铁证待判》。
When I was very, very young, I read a book called Evidence, that Demand a Verdict.
啊，我非常鼓励，如果福音朋友你没信耶稣，你可以买这本去看看啊。
And any one who has not yet believed in Jesus, I encourage you to buy such a book and read it.
他经过了三十年，他有一个revision 叫做 New.
after 30 years of the original publishing, there's a he added the word new to the to the title.
因为他又提供了更多的资料来证明基督徒的信仰。
And he actually provided more additional evidence to prove the faith of Christianity.
他中间有一段话，我大致的引用，我不一个字一个字引用。
There are these words that are written in this book, and I just want to bring it into illustration for all of you.
他说的他就是耶稣。
When I refer to he is referring to Jesus.
他从来没写过一本书。
He did not write a single book.
这整个世界的图书馆容不下。一切关于他的书。
But the libraries of the world cannot contain all the books about him.
他从没有写过一首歌。
He's never wrote a song.
但是歌颂他的诗歌多得不可胜数。
But there are countless hymns written in his praise.
你看这些贝多芬、韩德尔这些伟大的音乐家做了多少曲子关于他。
Beethoven, Handel, they wrote tons and tons of music concerning him.
他从未创立过一个大学。
He's never founded a university.
但是世界上一切大学生总和加起来比不上跟随他的门徒。
But the total number of college attendees in the world cannot be compared with the number of people that are following him.
他从未带领过一个军队。
He's never led an army.
他从未征召过一个士兵。
He's never recruited a soldier.
但是有世界上没有一个领袖能够像他这样子吸引了那么多人甘心跟随他的人。
And there's no leader in the world who has as many volunteers as he did, that's willing to accept his orders.
他不发一枪一炮，却能使敌人向他投降。
He can make the enemy surrender unconditionally without firing a single shot.
他不是心理医生，但是却医治了无数破碎的心灵。
He's not a psychiatrist, but he has healed countless people with spiritual pain.
底下一直讲下去，世界上那些有名的哲学家、政治家、军事家，什么家都过去了。
And he continues, and he says all the famous and great politicians of throughout human history, they all passed away.
但是相信耶稣、跟随耶稣、认识耶稣的人却一直增加。
But those who believe in Jesus, who trust in Jesus, who knows Jesus, they continue to increase.
经过那两千年，他仍然活着。
And after 2,000 years, he is still alive.
不光天使敬拜他，信徒仰慕他。仇敌魔鬼也惧怕他。
Not only do the angels worship him, not only does man esteem him, the devil fear him.
他说这个人到底是谁？
Who is this person?
就是我们的救主，也是我们的主。
He is our Savior. He is our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以他底下举了一大堆的 evidence.
And then he followed with tons and tons of evidence.
从各个不同的角度告诉我们，耶稣基督真是复活的耶稣。
From every single angle, every single perspective, to prove to us Jesus Christ is the risen Lord.
那我们今天要讲的这个题目叫做死亡不能拘禁的基督。
And the theme of the message today is that Christ, whom death cannot hold.
其实我本来想用的全名是说，连死亡都不能拘禁的耶稣。
What I wanted to actually say is Christ, whom cannot be held even by death.
我在想我们多多少少会承认自己的 limitation.
And I think more or less we would acknowledge our own limitations.
虽然很多年很早以前人类曾经说科学万能。
And many, many years ago, people said the science can do everything.
原谅我说讲科学万能的人都是不是真正很懂科学的人。
And I would tell you, those who would say such a thing really do not understand science very well.
他们曾经调查过全世界有这么多顶尖的科学家、天文学家、医学家、生物学家，当他们在他们的领域晋升的时候，他们才发现我们知道的这么少。
And they come to the top experts of all the scientific fields, and they ask the question when they are at the pinnacle of their study, and they say, "What is it that we have known?"
人类还有这么多没有办法解决的问题。
And they say that there's so many things that we still do not know. There's still so many questions that are answered. There's so many problems in humanity that cannot be resolved.
你不要说三四年前的新冠出来把全世界都震动了一下。
And not to say 3-4 years ago, just the COVID virus has shook the entire world.
我们可以知道将来还有。
And we know in the days to come there will be more.
而且杀的人绝对不是现在讲的几百万人。
And the people that it would succumb to this pandemic is, will surpass the number in these days.
你不要说病毒了，连我这么一个小小的病，我进出医院被开刀了八次以上。
And with my illness, I've entered in and out of the hospital more than 8 times.
我一共开刀不止十次，光为了这个开了八次。
Just for my illness, for this tumor, I had surgery for 8 times.
我在纽约那么有名的医院Catherine Sloan Memorial Hospital.
I was at such a famous hospital in New York.
包括加州的 Stanford Hospital.
And according, even the hospital here at Stanford.
我都被带到一个整个各科医生一起来会诊。
And I came to where all the experts in this particular field, they came and they had a conference.
二三十个医生都是顶尖的医生坐在底下。
20-30 surgeons, doctors, they were all together.
我的主治医生跟我说Mr. Yu, please educate us. 请你教教我们，因为我们对你的病一无所知。
And the chair of that particular meeting asked me, "Can you please educate us a little bit about your disease? Because we know nothing of it."
他们切片，我的病没有名字，所以写说 "for unknown reason."
And they took the biopsy, and they can't find the reason for the illness, and they said for unknown reasons.
为着不知道的原因，我有这些的毛病。
And for this unknown reason, these are the conditions that are exhibited.
弟兄姊妹，不要说光只是这些的问题。
And brothers, sisters, friends, it's more than just these things.
今年多少人心灵的空虚和痛苦？他试了各种方法想要填补，没办法解决。
The emptiness and the pain of the hearts of man, they try to fill it with all sorts of stuff, but they can't fill it.
近来越来越多的人，当负面情绪来捆绑、来辖制他的时候，他走不出来。
And then more and more people, when these negative feelings and thoughts come and attack them, they can't find a way out.
我79年刚来美国的时候，我连 depression 都没听过。
1979, when I first stepped here into the United States, I never even heard of the term depression.
我只知道 depression 是经济萧条。
And I know maybe people are depressed because they don't have enough money.
后来变成这么严重的病，还美国还定了一个日子叫做 depression day.
And it became so severe, America has actually set a day to bring to emphasis of depression.
那么多人情绪低落的时候走不出来。
And so many people fall into depression, they can't get out of it.
你们受了伤或是有苦毒走不出来。
And there are wounds, there are bitterness in their lives, and they can't get out of it.
你们有害怕、有焦虑、有压力的时候走不出来。
There are fear, there are pressure, there are worries, and they can't get out of it.
你照理说，整个世界的科技远超过从前了。
And brothers, sisters, friends, the technology that we have today way surpassed what we had just years ago.
不管天文、地理、科技，所有的东西都在快速的发展。
No matter what area of sciences, they are growing exponentially.
现在最新的消息说 AI 只要录你15秒钟的声音，就可以把你变成任何语言你的讲话。
And it was said today that AI, all they have to do is record 15 seconds of your speech, then they can translate your speech into any language in the world.
如果有一天你要寄一个录音，说我很讨厌你，你不要相信哈。
So if you ever get a message that says Pastor Yu really hates you, please do not believe that message.
这个世界已经让人没有安全感，因为科技高度的发展让人没有安全感。
The world is progressing so rapidly to the sense that we lost a sense of security.
那更不要说人心道德的败坏和堕落。越来越没有底线。
And not to say the fall of the line, the level of morality seems like it's bottomless.
所以一面看起来人类的能力、科技各方面都在快速发展。
And again, we see our abilities, our technology is expanding rapidly.
一面却从人类的心理、人类的经历里面发现有这么多不能解决的问题。
But at the same time, we examine our hearts and examine the problems of our society. There's so many problems that we cannot resolve.
我们受到这么多。
We are very limited.
而所有的限制
But all of these limitations,
没有一个限制大过罪和死亡带给人的影响。
No limitation exceeded the influence of sin and death in our lives.
我先不讲罪好了，罪在死，罪和死在圣经上根本就是一体两面。
I'm not going to focus on sin right now, but sin and death, they are two sides of the same coin.
至少有一件事情人必须承认的，就是人人都会死。
One thing that we all need to acknowledge is that everyone dies.
不管你多聪明，
It doesn't matter how smart you are.
不管你有多大的成就，
It doesn't matter how great and how successful you are.
不管你是多么完美的一个人，
It doesn't matter how good and how perfect you may seem to be.
人人都有一死，圣经的话。
Every man has been appointed unto death.
不管你男女老幼，不管你富贵贫贱，不管 你的文化背景，不管你怎么样怎么样怎么样，有多少的不同，有一件事情最公平的，就是人人都有一死。
Whether you're man, whether you're woman, whether you're young, whether you're old, whether you're rich, whether you're poor, it doesn't matter who you are. Everybody is equal when it comes to death.
但是年轻人很少想到这个死亡的事情。
But a lot of people who are still young.They don't necessarily ponder or think about that.
因为我们太忙了。
Because we're way too busy.
这个世界还有太多事情吸引我们。
This world has way too many things that is drawing my attention.
所以我们觉得死亡离我们很遥远的。
So we think death is very, very far away.
但是早晚有一天。
But sooner or later.
我绝对不是乌鸦嘴，早晚有一天你我都要死。
I am not cursing you today, but sooner or later.Death has been appointed to us.
所以我们怎么样子能够来面对人类最无望、最无助、最无力的一个挑战，就是死亡。
How do we come and face this challenge that we are most helpless, most hopeless, in the face of, and that is death?
所以我今天这个题目跟你我都有关系的。
So the topic this morning has everything to do with you and me.
因为我们不是只是在这里讲那位伟大、高高在上、连死亡都不能拘禁的基督。
Because we're not just simply talking about Jesus Christ, who is ascended on high, who death cannot hold.
他的死，他的复活，跟我们每一个人发生关系的。
His death and his resurrection has everything to do with all of us.
我去年给你们放了两个 slide， 我请他再放一次。
Last year I posted a slide and I want to share with all of you again.
这是德国 Wittenberg， 这是马丁路德宗教改革贴的95条最壮的那一条街啊。
This is on the street of Wittenberg where Martin Luther began the Reformation.
在这一堂是那个教堂，这边呢是马丁路德这个那边的大学城那个大学。
And again, we're on the street side, and this is really at the entrance of the university.
那时候有一个德国人，他是汉学博士哈，中文博士。国语讲的一流棒。
And at the time of our visit, there was a professor who studied Chinese language. He spoke Chinese fluently.
他们夫妻两个陪我跟于师母去参观马丁路德的地方。
And the couple took us on a tour, and we went to see this particular place.
在这个大学有一个小小的入口，上面画的一个雕像。
In this entrance, right at the alleyway, right above it, there's a little small carving.
你细看的话，它上面是意思是说。今天是我，明天是你。
And the translation of the language that's engraved says, "My turn today, yours tomorrow."
它上面画的一个小 baby， 一个小婴孩抱着一个死人骨头。
And what is engraved is a little baby cradling a skull.
那个死人骨头等于告诉他说，今天是 my turn， 明天是你的 turn。
The skull is telling this little baby, "Today it's me, tomorrow is you."
弟兄姊妹，我不知道你看这些东西，你是不是真的会去想到有一天我们要死
？Brothers, sisters, dear friends, I don't know if when you look at something like this, do you really think about the fact that one day you will die?
孔子说：“不知生，焉知死。”
Confucius says, "Unless you know life, unless you
你不知道生，你怎么知道你现在谈什么死啊？
If you don't know how to live, why do you start talking about your death?
他的意思就是说，你如果今天都不能过得好好的话，你现在去谈死亡那件事情太遥远了。
In another word, what he's saying is that if you do not know how to live your life well today, when you start talking about death and the coming of your death, it's way too far for you.
你真能够把今生过得好好的，你再来讨论这种哲学问题。
And when you can live your life well right now, then start philosophically talking about these things.
我就把它反过来。
I want to turn that around.
不知死，焉知生
？If you do not know about the death that is to come, how would you know how to live?
如果我们没有正确的照着神在人身上的心意来面对死亡这件事的话，你怎么可能过好你的今生呢
？If we do not face death and look at it from the perspective, from God's perspective, how are we able to live this life well?
当我们正确地认识死亡这件事
，If we accurately understand the issue of death，
而且我们靠着神给我们的救恩，能够胜过死亡，脱离死亡的 瑕疵和恐这种恐吓，我们才可能过得好精神。
And by the power and by the revelation of the word of God, that we come to understand what is from the Lord, that we are able to live well in this life.
啊，所以我们再读一节基督徒最喜欢的经文，然后我就前言讲完了哈。
And then we're going to come and read this particular verse, and I end my introduction today.
一起来读啊，中文、英文，神爱世人，
Let's read it together. For God
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。啊，英文再读一遍，麻烦你啊。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
美国不是美国。全世界是在2022年11月15号人类到达80亿人。
November 15th, 2022, the world has reached its population at 8 million. 8 billion, I'm sorry.
我昨天晚上又查了一下，现在已经81亿人了。
We're at 8.1 billion population in the world now.
所以我们这样子聚会一个钟头，全世界大概死掉六七千个人。
So as the hour has passed in our service, just this service alone, about 6,000 to 7,000 people have died.
我们过完了一天里面，全世界死了15,000 to 20,000的人。
Within one day, about 150,000 to 200,000 people have passed away.
所以摩西这位3,500年前的一个这么伟大的一个民族英雄，他说人的一生70岁强壮的到80岁。
And so Moses, who was the hero of the nation of Israel about 3,500 years ago, said that the years of our life are 70, and even by reason of strength, 80.
3,500 years ago, 他就说了，人的一生大概70岁，强壮到80岁。
And this was declared by Moses 3,500 years ago.
3,500 years ago, 人类的科技各方面的发展，不过。把人稍微延长了一点点而已。
And all of our advancement, all of our technology, we but increase those numbers by just a little bit.
你知道美国人的平均年龄多少吗？
Do you know what's the average lifespan for Americans today?
现在都在美国了哈，美
国多少？ We're all here in America, so we're all in that lifespan.
77.28。
77.28 years.
你知道咱们中国人平均年龄多少吗？
For those who are Chinese or who are from China,
78.08 in
the world. 78.08. We're about 0.8 years more in advance than Americans.
赢了美国。
And we beat the Americans.
赢了0.8年。
Only by 0.8 years.
人类再怎么样想延长自己的日子。
It doesn't matter how humanity try to stretch those lengths.
早晚都得面对死亡。
Sooner or later, everyone must die.
所以我们今天要来看这个题目。
So today, this is the reason why we have to come and look at this topic.
因为圣经上说基督徒死了还要复活。
Because the scripture tells us that when Christians, when we die, we will rise again.
不光基督复活。
Not only did Christ rose from the dead.
所有基督徒都要复活。
All those who are Christians will live again.
甚至耶稣说凡信我的人永远不死。
And Jesus actually said and proclaimed, those who believe in me shall never die.
死掉的是我的身体。
What has died or perished is my physical body.
我这个人不死的。
But this person does not die.
就好像我换了一个器皿就是了。
Just as if I took on a different vessel.
我本来用咖啡杯喝果汁，我现在把它倒到我的咖啡杯来喝。
And I used to use one particular cup to drink coffee. Now I pour it into...
对不起，我讲错。我刚刚是用什么？用咖啡杯喝果汁、现在把它倒到果汁杯去喝果汁、
And now I use a different cup to drink orange juice.
所以，我活到
I don't know.
活到有一天，我最后一口气断了。
But until one day I lose my last breath.
我还是活着。
But I'm still alive.
我去见主了。
I'm here to see the Lord.
然后将来有一天主要给我一个全新永远不朽坏的身体。
And then a day will come, and the Lord will give me a brand new body that will never perish.
因为从父母来的这个身体带着罪性，它早晚要毁灭的。
Because this body comes with the nature of sin, sooner or later it will be undone.
所以为什么圣经上说人人都有一死？
This is the reason why the scripture says that it is appointed to every man to die.
我们外体会死。
Our physical body will die.
我们里面 不死。
But your inner being, it will never die.
所以我真的希望所有的朋友们，包括弟兄姊妹们。
All the friends who are sitting here today, brothers and sisters today.
不光认识这位连死亡都不能拘禁的基督。
Whether you know of this Christ who death cannot hold back.
我们能够接受他的伟大释放的生命。
And we may receive this glorious life that he has.
让我们走出死亡的阴影。
That we may walk out of the shadows of death.
走出自己的坟墓。
And we can walk out of our own grave.
这是我去年4月9号讲的题目，走出你自己的坟墓。
April 9th, that was the message. I said, walk out of your own grave.
我们自己有太多的限制了。
And we have too many limitations in our lives.
有太多痛苦虚空愁烦压力恐惧压着我们。
And there's too much emptiness, void, pain, and suffering, and pressure that is over us.
但是连死亡都不能拘禁的力量和生命今天住到我们里面。
But there's a life that death cannot hold back, a power that death has no power over, that life resides in us.
就没有一件事情可以再来限制我们。
So there's not a single thing that can contain me and hold me back.
保罗说靠着那爱我们的主可以在这一切的事上得胜有余。
Paul says, by him who loves me, I can overcome in all things.
好，我现在真的前言讲完。
I'm really done with my introduction at this
point. 我们先来看耶稣，先来看他。
And again, let's come and look at Jesus.
第一个，他从来，他是不能够被拘禁，包括死亡都不能。
Jesus, he cannot be contained, not even by death.
耶稣基督，他是真神。
Jesus, he is the true man.
啊，有一天道成肉身来到地上。
And he came into the world in the flesh.
他成为真正的人。
He became the true man.
啊，一方面为了要让我们认识那位看不见的神到底是怎样的神。
On the one hand, he will reveal to us the God who cannot be seen with the physical eyes, who he is.
让我们了解神对人的计划和心意到底是什么。
That we may understand God's plan and God's heart toward us.
啊，这个非常重要哈。
This is very important.
不然我们这样子的人怎么能够知道神是谁
？Or else, how would we ever know who God is?
所以为什么宇宙中有这么多不同的宗教
？And that's why the world has so many different religions.
因为人的心灵需要寄托，又不知道神是谁，只好创立各种宗教。
And so man needs something to lean on. They don't know who to lean on, so they created all of these religions.
我们带两个儿子第一次回台湾的时候，在山里面，你大树、大石头前面都有人烧香。
And the first time I took my sons back.To Taiwan, you know, before great rocks and great trees, incense would be burned.
有人觉得自己讲义气就拜关公。
And there are people who want to talk about.
Sorry, 我临时加的，所以不知道关公怎么翻。所以我们东拜西拜。
People worship the god of their favor, whoever they please. That those are the gods that they want to worship.
但是这位真神为了让人认识他是谁，他亲自来到
地上。This true God who desires us to know who He is, He personally came into this world.
他穿上了人的肉身，叫做耶稣，拿撒勒人耶稣。
He took on flesh, He took on humanity. He was called Jesus of Nazareth.
以前在美国中西部有一个非常聪明的人，我想大概也是读了博士，这个理性很发达的人。
And there's a very smart PhD person in the Midwest some time ago.
他对基督教很有好感。
And he actually has a lot of good feelings about Christianity.
他也愿意去教会，但是他没有办法跨过的关卡就是。什么叫道成肉身
？And he is even willing to go to church, but he cannot come to the point and cross in his mind. What does it mean the word became flesh?
他说哪有这回事？神变成人，神话。
How is it possible that God would become man? This is just mythology.
有一天冬天下大雪。
And one day he was in a blizzard.
他在房间看到窗外有一只鸟。根本冻得快死了，想进来进不来。
And he saw a bird outside. It was freezing to death, but it didn't know how to come inside.
所以他赶快跑到 garage 去，把 garage 门打开来。
So he immediately ran to his garage and he opened the garage door.
他叫那个鸟进来。
And he begins to try to summon and get the bird to come in.
那鸟更紧张了。
And the bird becomes more worried.
我才不来当你的晚餐。
I'm not gonna go and be your dinner.
他丢米在地上，他也不来。
And even he threw grain on the ground, the bird would not come.
就在那个 moment， 他突然 realize 到道成肉身的重要。
At that very moment, he understood what incarnation meant.
他说：“如果我变成鸟的话，我就可以告诉他我的用心是什么。我为了救你。”
And he said, "If I could become a bird, I'll be able to communicate with this bird. I want to save you."
所以他就信耶稣了。
So because of that, he came and believed in Jesus.
耶稣来到地上，让我们知道神是谁，神的爱，神的救恩到底是什么。
Jesus came into the world so that we would know who God is, His the man, how great is His love, and the manner by which He wants to save us.
但是不光是这样。
But not only so.
还有一件非常重要的事情。
There's something else that's very, also very important.
当我们讲到人人都有一死。
When we say that it is appointed unto every man once to die.
这是我们没办法否认的，因为历史上 你亲自看到嘛。
You cannot deny that because you witness and you see that throughout all of our history.
但是在人人都有一死的背后，其实三件事情绑在一起。
But behind this phrase that it is appointed unto everyone to die once, there are three things that are bound to that statement.
不光死亡人不能解决。
Not only can man not resolve the issue of death.
这三件事情绑在一起，我们都不能解决。
These three things are intertwined and we cannot solve them.
另外一件事情就是世人都犯了罪。
And it is that all men have sinned.
因为圣经上告诉我们死亡有一个毒钩。
And the scripture tells us that death has a sting.
就是叫做罪。
And that sting is called sin.
任何人只要犯罪。
So any person, as long as they've sinned,
死亡一定扣住我们。
Death will hold you captive.
而且你进到阴间，进到地狱，你绝对出不来。
Will enter into Hades and you cannot get out.
因为你的罪没有解决。
Because your sin has not been dealt with.
所以我说三件事绑在一起，人人都有一死，世人都犯了罪。
So these three things, everyone has appointed to death, everyone has sinned.
第三件事情，在这位公义圣洁的神面前，若非流血，罪就不得赦免了。
In the presence of this holy and just God, unless there is a shedding of blood, the sin cannot be taken away.
所以你杀牛杀羊，任何好人替你死都不能救你。
So you kill the goats and cattle, and even a good man dies for you, they cannot redeem and save you.
这个血必须是完全圣洁，没有瑕疵。没犯过罪的血才能洗你的罪，洗我的罪。
The blood, the payment of blood, the blood must come from someone that was without blemish, that has never ever sinned. That is the only payment that can be accepted.
所以耶稣如果自己也犯罪，他不可能救我们。
So Jesus, if he himself committed sin, he could not save us.
所以圣经上讲到他在地上33年半，他凡事受过试探。
And the scripture tells us 33.5 years he walked in this world, he was tempted in every way.
我们今天在很多的罪恶面前，试探面前，会贪心，会犯罪，会做了不该做的事。
And before a lot of temptations, for all of us, we fall into the temptation and the sin.
你说一个人一天里面大概有7000-8000个思想，你能够把你所有的思想放给你老婆老公看吗？
And it is said that a person has 7,000-8,000 fleeting thoughts in their head. Are you willing to display those thoughts for your spouse or for the world to see?
耶稣带着人性在人性里面面对所有的试探和诱惑。
Jesus took humanity, the form of humanity, and he was tempted as a man.
面对所有仇敌的攻击跟挑战。
And all the trickery, all the temptation, all the challenges of the devil.
他必须完全得胜。
He must be overcoming in all things.
连一次失败都不行。
He cannot fail, not even once.
你们都很喜欢 Curry, 我是很喜欢，我那个年代是 Mike Jordan。
A lot of people love Stephen Curry today, but in my time, Michael Jordan was the man.
再怎么投篮。
No matter how you shoot the basket.
再高的投中率。
No matter how high the percentage,
绝对没有一个人可以达到 100%.
There's not a single person in this world can shoot their percentages at 100%.
耶稣必须 100%, 一次都不失败。
And you have to understand the Lord Jesus must be victorious 100%, not fail even once.
所以死亡不能拘禁他。
That is the reason death cannot hold him.
耶稣死不是因为犯罪死。
Jesus died not because he committed sin.
他是为了替我们承担罪恶而死的。
It is because he bore the penalty of sin for us that he died.
当耶稣为我们下到阴间去的时候。
When Jesus entered into Hades.
仇敌想尽办法想要扣留他。
The enemy thought of every scheme, any way possible to hold him there.
但是他没有犯过罪。
But he has never sinned.
所有的死亡的毒钩想扣住他，不能拘留他。
And all the power of death comes and try to subdue him.
所以我们诗歌108首说到，兵丁突然看守。
And the hymn 108 in our hymn book says, the soldiers watched in vain.
罗马巡抚派了一队兵守住他的门，怕他真的复活。
There is an entire battalion sent by the Romans that they are watching him, that truly, maybe he would rise.
他们用很大的石头把那个坟墓封住了。
There was a huge rock that shut in that grave.
所以诗歌说，兵丁突然看守。石头突然封口。
And the hymn said that the soldiers watched in vain. The rocks was trying to keep it in place in vain.
不要说这个，连死亡都不能拘禁他。
Oh, death could not hold him.
所以我们刚才唱说他起来，他 alive. 你看我们基督徒多喜乐。
And so when we sing that he arose, we all celebrate in jubilation.
他为我们从死亡从阴间里面出来了。
For us, he rose from the dead.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做完全的得胜。
A brother and sister, this is a demonstration of total victory.
他站在人子的地位上，完全得胜。
He stood as a man, and he was victorious.
但是因为这么多人类等待他的救赎。
Because humanity was waiting for his salvation.
就算他自己一个人，他如果他是一个人而已的话。
If he was truly just by himself a man.
假如世界上真有那些人说的耶稣是个好人，是个伟人，是个完全人。
As people in the world would say that maybe Jesus, he's a good guy, he's a great man, maybe he's a perfect person.
但是你要我这个无神论的背景来相信他是神，太难了。
And if you want me who come from a background that is atheistic, and how do it's too hard for me to believe that.
如果耶稣仅只是人的话
，If Jesus is just merely a person,
顶多他不死。或是他可以从死里起来，顶多他不死。
And maybe he wouldn't suffer the consequences of death.
但是因为他不仅是真人，他也是真神。
So not only is he the one true man, but he is also the true God.
所以当他从死里面出来的时候
，So when he rose from the dead,
他用他大能摧毁了整个死亡的权势。
With his power, he has undone the power of death.
圣经上说，他借着死败坏了。掌死权的魔鬼。
It says that by death he has destroyed the one who holds the power of death, and that's the devil.
圣经上说他从死里复活，用大能显明了，证明了他是 the Son of God, 他是神的儿子。
And he says that the Scripture tells that he rose from the dead to testify with great power and might that he is the Son of God.
所以耶稣今天复活所带来的祝福是。
So the blessing that Jesus has brought through his resurrection was for all of humanity.
不光只是为了他个人的得胜，被人夸奖，被人称赞，被人羡慕，他是为了你，为了我，从死里复活。
It is not just for his own personal accolades for people to adore him, but it's for you and it is for me.
所以有两个 slide 我去年也放过哈，这是空坟墓。如果你到耶路撒冷去旅游的话。他一定会带你去看这个地方。
If you go to Jerusalem on a tour, they will definitely bring you to this place. It is the empty tomb.
就在克西马尼园旁边有一个哥哥他山脚下，就是有这个空的坟墓。
And it's right at next to the Garden of Gethsemane, right at the bottom of the hill of Golgotha.
大家轮流会钻进去，就是下一张图。
And people will take turn and enter into the place.
我那天站在里面就看到上面那个牌子。
And on that day when I went there, I saw the sign there.
他说 He is not here.
It says that he is not here.
因为他已经复活。
Because he is risen.
就是什么？那个感触真的是很让人忍不住要来敬拜这位伟大的耶稣。
And brothers, it is so hard for me to articulate what was going through me at that very moment. I want to just prostrate and worship the Lord.
他是真人，所以撒旦控制不了他，因为他完全得胜，完全没犯罪。
He is the true man, and because of his sinless life, Satan cannot do anything with him.
他又是真神，所以他不仅仅仇敌不能辖制他，他根本摧毁了整个撒旦的权势。
Not only is he, but he is also the true God. Not only death cannot hold him, he has undone the power of death.
我不管你是不是基督徒，我觉得我们基督徒都应该说哈利路亚。
Every one of us who's been saved, Christians, we need to say hallelujah.
我们一起来说好不好？哈利路亚。
Say it together, hallelujah.
真的，他从死里起来，整个阴府崩溃了。
Yes, praise the Lord. He's rose from the dead. All of this death has been undone.
他掳掠了所有的仇敌。
He took captivity captive.
他借着死败坏的掌死权的魔鬼。
And by death, he has destroyed the one who had the power of death.
而且被父神升为至高。
And he has been exalted and lifted up by the Father as the Most High.
希伯来书第二章十四节到十五节，儿女既同有血肉之体，他也亲自成了血肉之体，特要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼，并且要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
Since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself likewise partook of the same things, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil.
所以他不光自己摧毁了撒旦的权势。
So not only did he destroy the power of death,
他也释放了那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
And the verse also tells us he has delivered all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong slavery.
我这辈子还碰到过不少挺怕死的人。
I actually have encountered a number of people that were very fearful of death.
我想是难免的。
I think we would encounter that more or less.
就像有人说，棺材不是为老人预备的，是为死人预备的，所以任何人都可能死。
As people have said that the coffin is not made for the old, it's made for the dead. Anyone could die.
你任何年纪都可能死。
Regardless of your age, you could die.
以前我们认识一个姊妹，她人非常聪明啊，文笔也非常好。
And there was a sister that we once knew that she was very, very smart and she's very, very good with words.
但是她最受不了别人在她面前提到死这个字。
But she could not stand it when people mentions the word death around her.
尤其她要搭飞机回台湾以前。
Particularly when she's about to board the plane and fly back to Taiwan.
有人聊天里面谈到死，她当场就呸呸呸。
And when people talk about death, she would say, pei pei pei. No, I don't want to listen to it.
英文的呸呸呸比中文有力多了哈，他要赶逐这个不祥的这个东西。
She wants to cast away all of these negative thoughts.
那你看在我忘了中国怎么样？台湾很多旅馆没有四楼。
And in Taiwan, many hotels do not have the fourth floor.
在中国呢有吗？
Is it the same in China?
那不是无神论吗？怎么还有？
We don't believe in this superstition. Well, how come in China is the same?
那美国不用四，美国是很多没有十三楼。
And in America, we don't have the 13th floor.
你就发现人再怎么样子的理性，还是想逃避一些不可知、不可控制的事情。
And no matter how logical we might be, we still want to kind of stay away from those things that we feel that we don't have any control over.
当然有人不怕死，对不对？
Of course, there's some that will say that I'm not fearful of death.
但是大部分的人不愿意死，因为总是觉得多活一天是一天。
But majority of the people don't want to die. They say, if I can live another day, that's another day.
这个好死不如赖活，对不对？
It is better to linger on with my last breath than to die a good death.
对不对？那如果你的死亡变成放二十个礼炮，哇，这个国家仪式帮你主持，今天就让你死，你要不要死？
And if your death is celebrated by the nation and the cannons are going and fireworks, would you want to die today?
有没有人？
Anybody?
没有嘛，好，除非你真的活得不耐烦。
Nobody, right? Unless you really are really suffering today.
这好死不如赖活，我还是想多一天是一天。
I'd rather linger on than to die a good and a celebrated death.
但是你就发现说，死亡其实历史历代笼罩在人的心中。
And you see that death surrounds our hearts throughout every generation.
就算你年轻，你只在乎手机，只在乎 video game， 有一天你还是得面对它。
Even when you are young, today maybe all you care about is the phone in your hand or video games, but one day you're going to have to deal with death.
而是基督徒信主以后。
But Christians, as we come to faith in Christ,
圣经告诉我们，基督释放我们。
The scripture tells us Christ has set us free.
让我们脱离了那种因怕死而为奴仆的人。
And he has set those who have been slaves their entire life because they were fearful of death.
圣经把死亡改成说睡了。
And the scripture, when it used the word fallen asleep for those who are saints.
我如果问你们现在想不想睡，很多人会举手哈，因为听到讲这么久。
If I ask anybody today, anybody who wants to go back to bed right now, maybe a lot of you raise your hands. The message is getting too long.
如果问你想不想死，就没有人举了。
If I ask you, does anybody want to die right now? Nobody would raise their hands, right?
但是圣经告诉我们，基督徒的死亡像睡了一样。
The scripture tells us those who are believers, when they die, they're those who have fallen asleep.
你过那个关卡的时候，圣经上把它称成睡。
when you come and cross that threshold, the scripture says you've fallen asleep.
既然是睡，表示会醒。
And if I've fallen asleep, that means I will awake.
所以当我跨过那个关卡的时候，我发现我来到天上了。
When I step over that threshold, I find that I am in heaven.
我还是我。
I am still myself.
但是我去见着耶稣了。
But yet I am face to face with Jesus.
我去见着那些所有在我之前已经走了。我亲爱的爸爸，我的爷爷，我的奶奶，我的妈妈，还有历史历代的圣经上的圣徒，我这些跟他们相见了。
I will come face to face with my grandparents, my parents, and all the saints that walk before me. I will be encountering them face to face.
所以基督徒的死亡不是那种绝望、恐惧、痛苦悲哀的一件事情。
So the death of a Christian is not one that is sorrowful, that is dreadful.
虽然我们会舍不得地上的人
Yes, we will miss those who are still living.
但是死亡本身在我们身上已经没有那个威胁力了
But death has no power over us.
因为基督说他曾经死过
Because Jesus says, I have died.
而且他已经复活
And now I am risen.
要活到永永远远
And I will live forevermore.
他手里拿着死亡和阴间的钥匙
And in my hand is the key to the gates of hell and Hades.
本来掌死权的是撒旦魔鬼
And that who once hold the power of death was the devil.
耶稣的死复活他掳掠了仇敌
And when Jesus rose from the dead, he took that devil captive.
他借着死败坏了掌死权的魔鬼 夺回死权
By his death, he has now destroyed the power of death.
所以神的儿女们不再怕死
So the children of God no longer fear death.
也应该不要怕死
We should not fear death.
想到是回家
And we should think, and we should realize, I'm coming home.
至少不应该是那样子的绝望，那样子的悲痛。
And we shouldn't be without, we shouldn't be without hope and so much pain.
所以我每次去参加弟兄姊妹的葬礼的时候，心里面都知道有一天我们还要见面。
So whenever I go to a memorial service for someone who's fallen asleep in the Lord, I am fully assured that I will see this person again.
天上有一个大团圆 family reunion.
And there's a great family reunion in heaven.
只是有人先去，有人慢去，就是。
It's just someone will get there first, and someone will get there later.
但是早晚要见面。
But sooner or later, we're going to be face to face.
我以前提过，在我生长的台南有一个那是至少七八十年以前的人啊。
In a southern part of Taiwan, about 70-80 years ago.
那个时候拿博士的人不多，不像现在。我不能讲满街跑了，免得你们受伤。这个现在博士真的很多。
And nowadays we have PhDs everywhere, but in those days it was hard.
他就是觉得我是个博士，我为什么要信？
And he thought I have such a high education, I don't need to believe in this.
所以他有一个朋友有一次就挑战他。
So one of his friends once challenged him.
他说你既然是博士，是那么讲理性的，那请你去做一件事情。
And you're such a smart and logical person. I want to ask you to do something for me.
你只要听到有人要死。你就找机会去看他。
And if you hear someone who's about to die, find an opportunity to go visit that person.
不管是你的朋友，或者你朋友的朋友，或者你跑到医院去都可以。
Whether it's your friend or the friend of your friend, or just go to the hospital.
你看他怎么死。
And go look at the way that person dies.
然后你去分析一下基督徒的死跟不是基督徒的死有没有不同。
And I want you to just take a survey and evaluate the death of those who are Christian and those who are not Christians. Are they the same?
他接受这个挑战。
So he took that challenge.
他就开始到处找机会去看。
So every opportunity that he had, he went and to visit those who were dying.
他说光为了这件事，我愿意信耶稣。
And he said, because of what he's seen, this alone made me believe in Jesus.
有一次我在一个地方讲完道，有一个老弟兄来跟我讲，他说你讲的这位我认识他。
And when after I gave the same exact example at a place, and an elderly brother came up to me and said, "This person that you were talking about, I know him."
弟兄姊妹，那个死亡不能拘禁的基督。
A brother and sister, Christ, whom death cannot hold.
把胜过死亡的信心也给我们。
Has given us the faith that overcomes death.
这就是我们底下要说的，神的儿女们都可以有份于这个复活的生命。
And we conclude on this point. That all the children of God can be partakers in the resurrected life and the glorious hope that is to come.
千万不要因为贪念今生的享受而忽略了永恒的问题。
Do not neglect this eternal issue because of your desire and your lust for the temporal pleasure of this world.
我刚才讲的这三个绑在一起的事情。
And these three things that I said are intertwined.
我的麦克风是不是没有呢？有吗？ 这三件绑在一起的事情。
These three things that are intertwined.
人人都有一死。
It's appointed unto every man to die once.
然后世人都犯了罪。
And then all have sinned.
这个罪必须要解决。
And the sin must be dealt with.
耶稣基督来。
And Jesus Christ came.
他在十字架上为我们背负了所有的罪债。
He took on the full penalty of sin on, for us on the cross.
他的血就是为了洗净我们所有的罪。
The shedding of his blood is for the cleansing, the remission of our sins.
让我们可以因为信他，接受他，我们在神的面前罪得赦免，被称为义。
By believing in him, by receiving him, that we may be forgiven of our sins, that we may be justified in the sight of God.
但是不止如此。
But not only so.
这个他的生命要成为我们的生命。
But his life will be our life.
这个曾经死亡没办法拘禁的生命。
And this life that death cannot hold back.
竟然神让我们得着这个生命。
That God would give this life to us.
所以我们不光借着十字架上的血罪解决了。
Not only is sin dealt with through the shedding of the blood on the cross.
借着他从死里复活，把这个生命给了我们，让我们可以胜过罪恶，也胜过死亡。
That through his resurrection from the dead, he's now given us this new life that we may overcome sin and the power of death.
千万不要被今生的享受让我们忽略了永恒的问题。
And again, don't neglect this eternal issue because of the temporal pleasure right now.
也不要让我们因为今生的角色或是忙碌的生活而忽略了这件人生中最不能忽略的事情。
And that we cannot neglect this one thing that we cannot set aside because we're too busy right now.
而且你要知道一件事情。
We all must know this one thing.
你要信跟不信不是你自己决定而已啊。
Whether you believe or you don't believe, it is not just merely of your own choice.
圣经上告诉我们，撒旦世界的王用尽各样的方法蒙蔽人，不让基督的福音照在他们的身上。
The scripture tells us the devil, the enemy, used whatever mean possible to blind the eyes of man that we would not see the light that is shining.
因为他不要你信耶稣，不要你信神。
Because he does not want you to believe in Jesus.
他已经知道他将来的结局是硫磺火湖，永远的审判。
He knows his end is a fire that will never be quenched. It is for hell that is to come.
他不甘心自己下去。
And he did not want to go alone.
他要拉着所有的罪人跟他一起下去。
He wants to grab as many sinners with him as possible.
所以今天仍然是福音的日子，是蒙恩的日子。
So today is still the day of the gospel, the day of grace.
今天主借着耶稣，神借着耶稣基督在这里把救恩赐给我们。
Today, God through His Son Jesus Christ has given us salvation.
让我们可以活的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
That we can no longer live by ourselves, but Christ who lives through us.
罗马书第六章三到五节讲到我们受洗归入主的人。
And Romans chapter 6 verse 3 through 5 talks about those who've been baptized into the name of the Lord.
是受洗归入他的死。
You've been baptized into his death.
和他一同埋葬。
You were buried with him.
一个被埋葬的。
And those who were buried.
能够出来。
Can now come out.
他必须要有复活的生命。
He must have the life of resurrection.
所以我们从水里面上来的时候。
So those of you who've been baptized when you came out of the water.
表明我们跟复活的伟大的生命联合了。
It signifies that you are now united with the power of the life of resurrection.
能够让我们一举一动有新生的样式。
And that in all your manner of life, that you may have this newness of life.
因为什么样子的生命就活什么样子的生活。
Because whatever life you possess will dictate the type of life that you will live out.
鸡看到水不敢游泳。
Chickens, when it sees the water, it does not jump right in.
鸭子看到水就很高兴的上去
了。A duck sees water and is happy to jump into it.
不同的生命一定有不同的生活方式。
Because of the two different type of life, they will live in two different realms.
鲁迅还说过，一只再完美的苍蝇，人就是苍蝇，对不对
？And someone has said that no matter how wonderful a fly is, it's still a fly.
因为生命的本质没有改变。
Because the nature of that being has not changed.
但是信耶稣不光是罪得赦免而已。
But when you believe in Jesus, not only are your sins forgiven.
我们得到了一个新的生命。
We have received a brand new life.
这个生命是死亡都不能拘禁的，更不要说今天你我心头上所有的痛苦和压力。
And this life cannot be held back. Death cannot draw near it. Needless to say, all the pain that we will endure in this life.
所以今天这个生命，基督已经赐给我们。他说：“复活在我，生命也在我。” 有一个翻译是说，我是复活，我是生命。
And Jesus said that he has already given us this life. He declared, I am resurrection, I am life.
信我的人虽然死了也必复活，凡活着信我的人必永远不死。
Those who believe in me will not die, shall never die.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你不觉得这个福音多好吗
？Dear brothers, sisters, dear friends, how wonderful is this gospel?
我不管今天我们里面是不是有任何的压力、痛苦、阴影、恐惧不管任何负面的情绪。
And I don't know what is going on in your life, whether it's pressure, all the negativity that is overshadowing you.
就算你完全没有。
Perhaps today everything is fine.
因为我碰到很多人说，他说我活得好好的，我不需要那个软弱人的拐杖。
And a lot of people said that my life is perfect, it's fine. I don't need the staff and this crutch that people need call faith.
就算你不需要拐杖。
And even if you don't need something to lean on.
你需要面对有一天你会死亡。
And you need to face the fact that one day you will die.
你可以因着真理而信耶稣。
You can come and believe in Jesus because of the understanding of the truth.
你可以因着基督徒向你介绍这位耶稣而来接受这位万王之王、万主之主做你的主。
Through this introduction that the Christian has given to you, that you may come and believe Jesus to be the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings in your life.
我们可以过一个完全不同的生活。
You can live a completely different life.
我们还是会有沮丧，会有失败，会有软弱，会有害怕，会有担心。
We may still have despair. We may still have worries. We may still experience hopelessness sometimes.
当你每次转向这个伟大的生命，它一带你出来的。
But every time you turn to this life that is within us, it will lead you out.
这个生命是连死亡都不能拘禁的生命。
I say again, this life, death cannot draw near.
更不要说一点点的挫折、伤心、灰心、绝望。
And not to say the perplexity that we go through in this life.
所以要不要走出自己的坟墓，关键在于我们。
So, whether you want to walk out of your own grave, it all depends on you.
基督已经释放了我们。
Christ has set us free.
他已经把永生愿意赐给一切相信的。
He's already given eternal life to all those who's willing to believe.
刚才我们读过，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
We read at the very beginning, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
That whosoever would believe in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
有在我结束的时候
At my conclusion,
我就讲没有耶稣的人生真的是如同白活的人生
And I will say a life lived without Jesus is a life that is lived in vain.
因为从神的眼光神说没有神的儿子就没有生命
Because from God's perspective, he said, without my son, you have no life.
虽然你还活着
Perhaps you still breathe.
但是在神的眼中，你没有得着那个最上好的、最荣耀的、不朽坏的、伟大的、得胜的生命。
But you have not received the utmost, the most precious, the most glorious, and the greatest life that is from God.
而相信耶稣。
But when you believe in Jesus,
就让我们得着复活。
You will receive this life of resurrection.
而靠着耶稣。
And then by Jesus,
我们可以活出复活来。
We can live out this life of resurrection.
让我们一举一动都有新生的样式。
That in all manners of our living, we will have this newness of life.
我从前是这样子反应的。
I used to respond to things this way.
我信的耶稣不一样。
When I believe in Jesus, I'm different now.
我从前一定这个样子的。
In time past, I always behaved this way.
没有经过三五天，我是走不出这个阴影的。
Without 3 or 4 days, I would not be able to walk out of the shadow.
而我现在可以随时一念之间，好像换了脑袋一样，我就走出坟墓了。
Now, at the twinkling of an eye, it's as if I've changed my brain, my thinking, that I can walk out of the grave.
我相信很多基督徒都可以跟你做这个见证。
I know many Christians can testify to you.
很多基督徒也该有这样子的见证。
Many Christians ought to have this testimony.
因为耶稣已经为我们死，也为我们复活。
Because the Lord Jesus has died and rose for us.
他解决了我们罪的问题。
He's taken care of the issue of sin.
他解决我们死亡的问题。
He's taken the issue of death.
他也解决我们今生所有劳苦愁烦跟压力重担的问题。
He's resolved all the issues of the pressure and the latents of this life.
因为他说我来是要叫被掳的得释放。
He says I've come to set those who are captives free.
叫受压制的得自由。
That those who are oppressed may be set free.
我们请大家低头，我们一起有祷告。
Would you please all bow your heads? Let's pray together.
在我们中间，如果有人你还没有接受 这位伟大的救主耶稣基督。
If there's anyone here today that have not yet accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your wonderful Savior,
我相信在这个时刻，所有的基督徒心中一个最大的盼望，就是盼望你愿意抓住这个机会来接受它。
I think the greatest hope of all of us who've been saved, we desire that you would lay hold of this opportunity to receive Him.
虽然我们基督徒有各式各样，也有很多的不同。
Yes, we as Christians, we all have many, many differences.
但是在我们身上有一个共同的地方，就是我们都可以说自耶稣来住在我心，我整个人生有何等奇妙的改变。
But there's one thing that is common that we will all say since Jesus came to live in my heart, there's a great change about me.
我也相信绝大多数的基督徒都会告诉你说，我后悔信耶稣信得太晚了。没有人会跟你说我后悔信得太早。
The majority of the Christian would tell you, I regret and believing or accepting Jesus so late. Nobody would ever say that I accepted him way too early.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为在基督里，我们不仅仅经历了神的爱和拯救。
Because in Christ, not only have we received his love and salvation.
我们也在他这个伟大得胜的生命里面，我们得着了从前所没有的力量和能力。
And then in him we receive this wonderful life, that a power that we have not yet had before.
来面对我们人生各样的挑战。
That we may face all the challenges in this life.
所以如果我们中间有任何人还没信耶稣，如果你愿意打开心说，耶稣，我愿意接受你，我愿意认识你。
So
if there's anyone
here who has not yet accepted Jesus, but you are willing to open up your heart,And say, Lord Jesus, I want to know you. I want to receive you. Can I ask you to lift up your hand?
大家不用看别人，我们个人的事情。
You don't need to look at anybody else. It's your personal choice.
你也不是举给我看，你是举给神看。
You're not lifting your hand for me to see. You're lifting your hand for God to see.
你说主，我愿意接受你。就请你把手举起来。
I'm willing to receive you. I want to just lift up my hand.
感谢主，还有没有？
Praise the Lord.
感谢主，还有没有？
Anybody else?
不要管别人，还有没有？
Don't worry about the people around you. It's your choice.
耶稣的死而复活影响整个人类。
Jesus' death and resurrection has now changed all of humanity.
还要影响我们每一个人。
Will change every single one of us.
还有没有这样子的人？我最后再问一次。还有，感谢主。还有没有？
Anybody else? Oh, anybody else?
还有没有？信仰虽然不能勉强。
Yes, you cannot force yourself to believe.
但是也决定不要单言。
But do not delay.
因为撒旦不希望你信耶稣。
Because there's an adversary that do not want you to believe.
撒旦的意思要带着你跟他一起进到硫磺火湖去。
Satan wants to drag you down to the pit of hell with him.
但是在耶稣里，你让我们得到永生的盼望。
But in Jesus, we have an eternal hope.
得到荣耀的未来。
A glorious future.
更是得到了一个全新的生命。
A brand new life.
让我们在地上过一个再也不受限制的生命。
That we can live a life that is unbound.
所以我说最后再问一次，刚刚举手的不用了，还有没有人请你把手举起来？
You don't need to lift it again.
耶稣爱你。
Jesus loves you. Anybody who wants.
还有没有这样子的人？
Anybody else?
我们一起唱《因他活着》的副歌。
Let's sing the refrain together because He lives.
因他活着，我能面对明天。因他活着，不再惧怕。我深知他，他掌握明天。生命
Jesus.
主，我们何等的谢谢你。
Lord, how we thank you.
为着你为我们死，我们谢谢你。
For your death for us, we thank you.
因为你流的宝血洗净了我们所有的罪。
Because your precious blood was shed.Wash away all of our sins.
我们为着你的复活，我们要来赞美你。
And for your resurrection, we want to praise you.
你已经为我们败坏了那掌死权的魔鬼。
You have destroyed Satan, the devil, who is the power of death.
你也释放了我们脱离死亡的压力和阴影。
You set us free from the pressure and the shadow of death.
我们也更谢谢你把这复活的生命赐给了我们。
And we want to thank you for giving us this life.With the power of resurrection.
让我们里面靠着这复活生命的大能，我们在地上过不一样的生活。
And by this power of resurrection, we will live this life differently.
主啊，祝福你的儿女们。
Lord, bless your children.
不管在现场的，在线上的。
Whether those are here on site or those who are watching.
任何人打开心，愿意接受你的，我们求你特别祝福他们。
Anyone who is hearing this message and want to open up their hearts to receive you, may you bless them.
今天不光是你第二次的生日，也成为他们每一个人的生日。
Celebrating your second birthday, but the birthday for all those who are believing.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
也为着所有在压制痛苦中的弟兄姊妹们祷告。
And we pray for all the brothers and sisters who are in this period or in the state of oppression.
让我们不在外面寻找方法、寻找依靠、寻找解决，而是我们转向救主。
We're not seeking our solutions, but we turn.
靠着那在我们里面加我们力量的，凡事都能做。靠着爱我们的主，在一切的事上不仅得胜，而且得胜有余。谢谢主。祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.